There's no regret for that kind of sorrow. Well, this is different from the kind of sorrow that only regrets getting caught. That kind of sorrow looks for ways to beat the system next time instead of heartfelt life change. So what if the next time I'm confronted for doing something wrong, I repent and change my behavior? If I do, I'll grow from even the most painful experiences. And that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, CenteringLives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Another chilly day ahead. We start off with mostly cloudy skies, but gradually sunshine will take over with a high temperature today in the lower 50s. Tonight, mostly clear, cold again, overnight low temperature in the low 30s. Tomorrow, sunshine, milder, high in the upper 50s to around 60. A nice day. Thursday, the first of two storm systems this week. Risk of showers by Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. High temperature Thursday, 63. I think we'll be in the upper 60s Friday as we're briefly in between storm systems. Then showers become likely again Saturday night before a dramatic drop in temperatures on Sunday. Bitterly cold air on the way, just a few days away. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills versus Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive, Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka. We are a local, family-owned and operated business. We live and shop locally. We have a local, friendly staff that cares about you and your vehicle. We do it all, from oil changes to engine replacement, electrical repairs, brakes, alignment, schedule maintenance services, and more. We have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily, meaning you get the best prices every day. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. Happy New Year from all of us at AutoSave Tire and Automotive in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 4 minutes after 10 o'clock.
How you doing?
That's F. Jackson Campbell III.
How you doing?
I got Trisha in the studio.
Good morning.
I've got still host of news, Steve Flowers, coming by. Carolyn's here shagging phones if you want to call and talk to the lovely and talented Carolyn.
Much.
She'll talk when you're on the phone.
Well, quit it. You know, when you call here, don't ask a million questions.
Just give your name.
Your name, and we'll put you
and
on.
And don't be cute when you call. Don't give some, like, cute funny. Just say, Steve. You know, who's the good news and views? What's your name? John. That's how you call talk radio.
The caller seminar.
Right. You don't say, hey, how you doing? Everything going all right? I hope everything's well. How is everybody? No, no. John.
It's going on right this second.
It's happening
as we
right
speak.
Now.
As we speak. When you call here, don't call here with 12 questions. And if you don't want to be on the radio, don't call here.
Just give your name. Just give your name. All right, I didn't pull up the Gillette ad. I need to pull it up.
All right, before you do that.
Okay.
And I wanted to, you know, I'm the obituary guy here at News and Views. One of my parents' dearest friends, Kitty Marks, passed away, I think it was Sunday. She was 97. And the last time I saw her, she looked great. She survived by three daughters, Emily Marks Curtis and Catherine Marks Woodson and Lucy Marks Luquire. They're her three children. She had a lot of grandkids. And her husband, Churchill, predeceased her. He was a great guy in the insurance business here. They both grew up in Montgomery. And just a great lady. And I know her family all very well. And I just wanted to reach out and say, I offer my condolences as the condolences of this program. And, you know, we hope that you'll find peace because Kitty was a great lady and lived a great life. So, anyway. Just wanted to report.
Kitty and Churchill, that is an established Southern couple right
there. Oh, he was a dirt road supporter, as my father would
say. We're going to invite Kitty and Churchill over.
You know, my father said, you know, we were kids, because they grew up both downtown. He said, you know, Churchill, his parents always bought him a real fancy car. I think he had like a Hutt-mobile. I don't know if you've ever heard of a Hutt-mobile, but they were like in the 30s and 40s.
High-end wagon.
Uh-huh.
Here is the advertisement. It's titled, We Believe. Men, buckle your safety harness. You are the problem, not the solution. And you're the cause of every ill that's ever happened.
Bullying. The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
Toxic masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it?
It's likely happening here in
bullying
as well.
A problem. We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding sexual assault and sexual harassment.
Once, but she says
and there will be no going back. Because we believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
To say the right thing. To act the right way.
Bro, not cool, not cool.
Some already are. In ways big.
Yo, men, for everyone.
And small.
I am strong.
I am strong.
But some is not enough.
It's not how we treat each other, okay?
Okay.
Because the boys watching today.
All right, so men are the problem. Men are the problem. They create all the social ills in the world, and they're all awful. And thankfully, this liberal Me Too movement and the anti-bullying movement has stopped men from destroying the world.
Now, is this running currently?
Yes.
I thought I saw it last night.
It's awful.
Unless I saw a
clip of it. But yeah, it's awful. It's absolutely horrific.
These people are such a bunch of hypocrites, it's not even funny.
I would no sooner buy a Gillette product and put in my home. I mean, I just would never do it.
No.
Now, it's Procter & Gamble. Good luck ignoring Procter & Gamble.
Yeah,
it's
they
almost
own
impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But to the extent I could, I would try to find alternatives. But all right, our number 272-9228 again. Tricia, Baron, Jack, and Kay.
Oh, the drama. I'm so tired of the drama about all of this liberal stuff. You know, men are men. I just read a book within the last year entitled Wild at Heart. It was written by, I think he was a psychologist. He's a lecturer. He's a speaker. It's a beautifully written book. It talks about men's DNA. You all are wired to be men, the hunters. You know, the savior of the lady in
well,
that, the power.
That's,
you know,
I made this point to my wife the other day. I said, if men weren't aggressive, outside of elite civilization, everyone would starve to death. A lot of people would starve to death because you got to be gone for days at a time, out hunting, you know, killing wild animals with your bare hands or sticks, and then dragging them home. You know, I'll tell you what, the Bill Gates of the world who are and Jeff Bezos and these clowns who are worth billions today, those guys would have died at like age 8 in the wild.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have made it. You know, and to try to remake humanity, remake the DNA of men and shame them for being a little wild, a little rambunctious, having a little testosterone run in them, locker room talk or whatever you want to do. I mean, to shame men just for being men... I don't think this has a happy ending. I really don't.
They're using it to destroy the Western civilization.
Precisely.
And there's no doubt about
Precisely.
It. If you look at it closely with what they're doing, that is their
end
game.
Well, that's because so much common sense is just gone anymore. Yeah.
They know exactly what they're doing.
Well, in the schoolroom, you know, my grandkids, they don't even have a recess outside. They play in the gym all day. let the kids go outside and run off some of their energy, you know, some of that they need to get out. And then they put them back in the classroom and they can concentrate better. It's just, I don't know. I'm just fed up with it, too. I saw a part of the ad this morning on Fox News, and then they interviewed an NFL, I think, a Super Bowl guy going to Super Bowl. He was a very nice speaker, had a lot of good things to say. And yes, the men do need to show their gentle side. They sure do.
Nobody's advocating for rape or sexual assault either. I mean, there's a difference between understanding men are men and have this wild side and not treating people with respect. I have boys 10, 7, 4, and 3. They wrestle, they fight, they claw each other's eyes out, they punch, they hit, they scream, they are competitive. It's mine, give it to me. You know, that's just life. Those are boys, you know, figuring out how to go through life. So, good call. Okay, good call.
All right, bye-bye.
I'll tell you, as a mother of girls, that I want my daughters to marry real men.
Right.
That can take care of them and defend them.
Amen.
And if in this country we get rid of men that are willing to defend women, we're in a big problem. And this whole issue, the reason I said they're hypocritical is because if they really cared about women being sexually assaulted and sexually harassed, they would do something about the pornography industry. But it's making too much money for anybody to stop it.
Well, they just take it mainstream. They just take it mainstream, put it on commercials and television shows and everything else. Fred.
Yes, two quick points. I ducked Gillette about 2.5 years ago when their cartridges got up to about $5 a pop. And I looked at Dollar Shave Club and Harry's, and I picked Harry's. Nice thing about it is their shave cartridge, same 5-blade thing like the Mach 1, is a little under $2 a head. They will ship them to you, and you can set the order date and move it if you need to and only get them when you need them. Great deal. So that's capitalism at play there. Of course, all this other stuff they get into kind of drives my point, so I'm glad I did it now. Second thing, like the young lady just said, I say young lady, I guess she's a good young lady.
But young. Lady.
Yeah, talked about, I think, you know, a lot of the ADHD, and I work with youth organizations. In fact, I'm sitting in the parking lot of one I'm right now, fixing to go in. But the thing I think has happened in the school system is exactly what you said. When we started cutting back on PE in the schools, the discipline started going out the doors because the coaches could run people to death and straighten them out that way or crack that fanny with that paddle. And when we, in the elementary schools, when we started cutting back on recess time and getting them out there to run around, I think that's where all that ADHD started flying back up, because to me, a lot of that can be behavioral. And when you let the kids get out there and run around and wear that injury out, that they get where they can come back in and focus on what they're supposed to do academically.
Well, I'm not going to say every instance of ADHD is
I agree.
A fraudulent diagnosis. There may be some people who genuinely need to have some sort of intervention. But I do think this is my opinion, the vast majority of it is just
Rambunctious
young people
kids.
Being young people, boys and girls being boys and girls. And the average 7-year-old was not designed to sit in a class for 8 hours a day.
No.
I mean, just not.
That's true.
Some excel there, but the average one does not.
I agree with you.
All right.
Good job.
Thanks.
See you.
272-9228, 272-9228, my friends over at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Miss Dot, they got some special stuff coming up in February. Stay tuned. Got a couple weeks left, and we're going to give you some announcements coming up in February at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Boys and girls, get over there. Get over there. I saw something the other day in the news about, again, something else, not just the one Joey and I talked about several months ago, about this nonstick surfaces people are using on their cookware. Man, get into the cast iron cookware. Get over there. They have a great selection. They've got dishes. Dishes the way dishes were meant. My wife and I bought a set of dishes, a brand new set not long ago. They're all chipped up and gross, and everything's cheap and made over in China and shipped over here and dumped on us. They have real dishes over at Eastbrook Flea Market. Real furniture. Real clothing. They got vintage antique items all over the place. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. They got some pretty cool new stuff, too. A lot of artsy, craftsy stuff over there. Get by Eastbrook Flea Market Antique Mall when you get the opportunity. They're on Coliseum Boulevard, just off of Atlanta Highway. So get by there in that big green shopping center. Kind of a vintage-looking shopping center. But you get in there, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Great, great products. Knock on Miss Dot's door and say, ask her how she's doing while you're over there. She loves interacting with the folks over there. But they got 60,000 square feet, 200 vendors, 3 floors, elevators, air conditioning, heating, the whole 9 yards. it's a great place, great place. Get by there when you get a chance. Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. We'll be right back.
And I could tell it wouldn't be long. They was with me.
For news, weather, traffic, and opinion. Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising creates awareness and adds credibility to your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. Winter has arrived, and that means it's time to get ready for the fast-approaching spring season. Ace has everything you'll need to get a jump on your spring task list. We can custom mix paint, cut window glass, repair window screens, and much more. Lawn care products? We've got you covered. Privacy fence in need of repair? We have treated lumber and the hardware to help with that project, too. So don't wait to the last minute, and come on down to Capital City Ace Hardware, located at 3215 Taylor Road in Montgomery.
Okay, the new year has begun and Mr. Sandman is having their most humongous, exciting blowout sale since last year. We still have some remaining floor samples and closeout mattresses from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Sutherland, and others at highly discounted prices. I now want to introduce you to the luxurious new mattresses from Heirloom. Heirloom is an old-line company who makes some of the finest mattresses in the world, sold at high-end stores everywhere. If you're considering purchasing a super premium mattress, please visit our Montgomery location and compare the comfort, tailoring, and beauty of the Heirloom. Priced from $2,000 to $4,000, unique in central Alabama. Mr. Sandman has many power adjustable bases on sale, as well as beds, headboards, pillows, and more. We do sell foundations and mattresses separately. With mattresses in stock for fast delivery or pickup, discount prices, and great customer service, we are a must visit if you're shopping for a mattress. In Montgomery and Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Oh, you're gonna take me home tonight. Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh, you're gonna let it all hang out. Fat bottom girls, you make the rocking world go round.
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 20 minutes after 10 o'clock. I have F. Jackson Campbell III sitting to my right.
How you doing?
Trisha sitting directly in front of me.
Good morning.
And one Steve Flowers in the studio.
Good to see y'all.
Good to see you, Steve. Hang on. Let's take a couple of these phone calls and get the board cleared up. Then we'll bring Steve in and have a nice little four-man chat here. Three men and a lady. We ought to change the name of the program.
Oh, man.
No one's ever thought of that before.
Pretty lady.
Three men and a lady.
Pretty ladies.
Steve, don't hit on our co-host.
Ladies. Nameless ladies in here.
But she won't talk.
Yeah,
she sounds so good when she does.
Both of y'all are pretty, though.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Oh, Steve.
They are.
We were just talking about sexual harassment.
We just were, mere moments ago.
Well, I'm a little far from you, baby.
Guilty as charged.
Harassing you.
Didn't you know you can't tell a lady she's pretty anymore?
I can't. You're not allowed to anymore, Steve.
I can't reach that far.
Randall.
Well, Steve, if you had on some knit stockings, that'd probably work. Let me add, on the Barbasol, let me tell y'all something. That is the best shaving cream in the world. And they got this little thing that you can throw it in and it heat it up, and it's like the old time. But on the razor, do you not think how these news organizations, all these newspapers, all these magazines, everybody is turning like the, what do you call that dude, Trey Ginner, turning, acting like a woman and supposed to be a man?
Transgender.
Trannies.
Yeah, maybe they're going after that because they got to shave, don't they?
There's only a few dozen of them, aren't there?
Well, if you look at the newspaper, it's like a million of them. If you look at the news, they just get a lot of coverage.
This is what Trisha was talking about a second ago. It's the attempted destruction of Western civilization. And the way they do it is they're trying to go after the family unit and make it look like they're trannies coming out of every household. And it's just not true. Can you imagine being like a 75-year-old woman and sitting down at the computer and someone says your transmission's messed up? So you Google the word tranny? I mean, can you imagine what that woman would go through?
Especially if you do a picture search. No! Oh, Lord.
What does my transmission look like? Here, I'll pull up a Google Images search.
Well, I'm going to get off here and hit Miss Steve. I'll be honest with you. I wish I'd have waited. Hi, look. Nice.
Big Bird.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I had a couple quick questions about that that article you were talking about, and about how the men, the Me Too, has saved the world from, you know, from all us men. And my question is, who's going to protect us from them?
Yeah. Protect us from whom?
The people reporting
them. People like that are trying to destroy the civilization.
Yeah. Oh. That's what they're doing. They're trying to get rid of anyone who will protect us from them.
And I'm actually a member of one of the most picked on and abused ethnic groups in this country, and the most assaulted. And I want to know who's going to restore my civil rights.
Yeah, really.
Good luck.
Yeah, I'm a white Anglo-Saxon male Protestant who served the military.
That's
a serious minority. Who's going to protect my rights?
Can't believe we're talking to you.
We got public enemy number one on the damn phone.
Who let this gutter trash on
you? There you go. Well, anyway, y'all have a good day. But it's really getting to the point of idiocy, and
it's gone over. I think it'll backfire. I think thinking people will look at this and say, "I don't know about all this." I think it's gone a little too far.
I honestly believe that the American people are getting sick and tired of this media onslaught, and I think it's going to blow up in their face.
We'll see.
I pray it does every day.
Thank you for your call.
Our number 272-9228, the legendary Steve Flowers, professor of political history, author of the book of Goats and Governors, four-term legislator in the state of Alabama. Hold on, I'm not done. He's got to have done some other stuff.
Smart-ass emeritus.
Host of the television show Alabama Politics. What else do you do, Steve?
He's all over the place.
He's a political commentator.
How many papers print your column?
63.
Wow.
And he's a political commentator on WAKA here in the River Region, and as well as Mobile, Huntsville. Mobile, Birmingham, and Tuscaloosa.
All right.
Mm-hmm. When do you sleep?
Mostly I write a column. How everything stems from my column, though.
Yeah. And everything sort of flows from there.
Yeah.
You've made a cottage industry out of this.
Well, I like writing my little column. I write about history stuff as much as I do current events.
Probably the most influential political commentator in the state of Alabama.
Well, thank you.
And you come in here and grace us with your presence.
Well, I appreciate it. I look forward to it, too.
Yesterday was a big day in the state of Alabama. Governor Kay Ivey sworn in officially for her first full term. Here's what I heard, Steve, and I don't know. You were there. I heard when she referenced Jeff Sessions in her speech, only one person stood up and started clapping, and that person sat down real quickly, and he didn't get a real warm response.
He did not. Although I saw Jeff, and he looks really good. He looks young. He's Jeff's 72 years old, but he looks fantastic. Mm. But you're right. I picked up on that. As you know, around the state, we talked about last time I was on here about that because of his conflict with Trump. Trump has his popularity in the state that I think it's hurt Sessions.
There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt. Have you talked to Jeff Sessions?
I have not. I don't know Jeff Sessions that well. I was actually visiting with Senator Shelby this week and visiting with his new AA, a young man named Dane Cuttrell, and he asked me that question. I said, I really don't know Sessions that well. I knew Heflin real well. But Sessions was hard to get to know. He wasn't as personable, you know, sort of a probably sort of a philosophical, you know, person.
Why do you think he wanted the attorney general's post? He clearly did.
He always wanted to be a prosecutor.
But I mean,
that was his lifetime.
But the attorney general's not a prosecutor. That's just a
It's an administrative job, but really supposed to be the national prosecutor. But he loved being a U.S. attorney in Mobile when he was a young fella. And he really, I think, probably would like to go on the court as a federal judge. He never really loved
the Senate. He almost did go to court as a federal judge.
Well, I know. He never really loved the Senate like Shelby and some others have. He was very conservative. He was philosophical, you know, just a ideologue rather than an active, you know.
Pragmatist.
Pragmatist like Shelby. And he probably was one of the most conservative senators, truly. But very honest. I mean, he's honest to a fault. You know, he really is just, that's hard to say, but he's beyond reproach, and he's an Eagle Scout, and he was an Eagle Scout, and he still is.
What do you think, I mean, deep down, what do you think precipitated the disagreement between Trump and Sessions?
Well, simply that situation where he wouldn't recuse himself.
When he did recuse himself.
Yeah, he did. He wouldn't do Trump's bidding on that situation, and that was the whole thing. But I think that Sessions did it from a ethical reason. I don't think he thought it was right to recuse himself. He was right to recuse himself.
Do you think he was talked into it by Rosenstein?
No, I think Jeff Sessions dances to his own drummer. I think he made up his mind. He's a real stickler for the law. He's strict. He's I think he was doing what he thought was right.
Yeah.
I don't think he just above reproach. So I think actually ethically I think Trump was wrong on that. I think Sessions was right. That's my interpretation.
When did he go to the Senate? 96?
Yeah. He
served 2 years as Attorney General of Alabama.
Less than 2 years, yeah.
94 to 90, yeah.
I'm not sure of those years.
And then
now, he just served all of 95 and part of 96.
Yeah, and then Pryor ran against Terry Butts in the general election in 96 and beat him.
You got a better memory than me. I've forgotten that race.
Yeah. There wouldn't have been a general election in 96 for Attorney General. It would have been in 98. Okay. 96 would have been
Those races.
There would have been an appointment to replace Sessions in 94.
And then he would have had to run for a full term in 98. Okay.
Go.
Whatever year it was.
He did not serve a full term.
No, Jeff, no. He went on to the Senate when...
I've got a picture when I pass some legislation with he's in my picture with me when he's Attorney General. Something I did for the victims of crime and leniency. And I don't remember what the issue was, but I have it on my wall.
Yeah.
He was a young Attorney General of Alabama.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he didn't serve full term. I thought maybe he served the whole. Where was Jimmy Evans in all that situation? He was in there at one time.
Well, let's see. Guy Hunt. He ran Guy Hunt out in 91 or so.
Right in there. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I wasn't here, but I remember when it happened.
Yeah.
And then
he just disappeared, didn't he?
Jimmy Evans.
Uh-huh.
I think, did Jeff beat him?
I think he did.
I believe he did, too.
Uh-huh. I'm not sure.
Is that right?
Uh-uh. I'm not sure. Now, Jeff went to the Senate in 96. That's right. He went to the Senate in between.
He beat Evans in 94.
Yeah, that he didn't. They're right. He didn't serve because he went to the Senate in 96.
Right.
In the middle of his Attorney General's term.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Our number 272-9228. Now that we've recapped the mid 90s elections in the state.
You're just mad because you weren't here.
No. I'm not mad. I got here.
You weren't old enough.
I got here in 97. Oh, is that when I got here? Yeah, 97. June or July of 97.
Man's not old enough.
No. I was a tyke. I couldn't even vote when I moved to Alabama.
I got socks older than you.
Yeah, that's probably true. I've seen your socks.
What did you think of Kay's?
They're holier than I am, too.
What did you think of Kay's speech yesterday?
I thought it was good. I thought she was supposed to go 21 minutes, but she went 27. I was talking about, I will get back to that, but I was just shocked they were able to keep the other constitutional officers down to their two-minute limit. And they stuck to it. Every one of them stuck to their time limit. I thought all of them did a good job, and I thought that I was surprised Kay did as good a job as she did. Sometimes during the campaign, if she talked more than 8 or 10 minutes, she began to get throaty. her raspy and seemed out of breath, but she seemed really, I mean, and it looked to me like she was talking off script, like she was really just talking. And
she's a good public speaker.
She really is.
Was she at the events last night?
Well, I didn't go to the events last night. I'm sure she was, though. I left around 6 after everything closed on the streets.
I heard it was kind of bone-chilling yesterday.
It was cold, but I've seen colder.
Oh, yeah.
I told some of the troopers there as I was walking out, I said, they said, Miss Flowers, it sure is cold. I said, well, I've seen a lot colder than this. I've heard so many stories over the years of women who are my age, girls, when they were in high school, who marched in the Lee Lanier Band or some other band from around the state that came in those skimpy outfits. And they said, that's the coldest. They were majorettes on their band. That is the coldest I have ever been in my life. For some reason, they don't let those girls cover their legs up. And I thought about it yesterday. All the majorettes.
Toxic masculinity.
All that's the majorettes with their shorts on. And I said, my gosh.
That was toxic masculinity at play there, Steve. Guys, my friends over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency, Greg Wren and his team over there, he's built a place that can give you customized benefit plans for your business. Now, what this means is, there's two ways to buy a suit. You can just go buy a random suit and just pull it off the rack, or you can go get one customized, one built exactly to your specifications. Well, in the suit market, that may mean you pay more. In the insurance market, oftentimes, it means you pay substantially less when you get one customized that fits your organization, your company, your employees precisely right. And so get on the phone with them, 356-1502, 356-1502, or check them out on the website, cornerstonemga.com, cornerstonemga, Cornerstone Managing General Agency, cornerstonemga.com, and they'll get you squared away at once and come out and customize a benefit package for you that'll save you some money, save your employees some money. If you own a business or manage a business and you haven't called them, you're probably wasting money on a monthly basis. If you got money to burn, just donate it to Jack, Barron, and Tricia, and Steve, and Carolyn. We'll take it. But if you don't have money to burn, call Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502, and they'll get you squared away. 34 minutes after 10 o'clock, Jack Campbell, Barron, Coleman, Tricia, Steve Flowers, and your calls. If you're on hold, sit tight. We'll do those calls as soon as we get back.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Barron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
From the Fox Business Network, J.P. Morgan Chase is reporting stronger business than a year ago, but Wall Street was expecting even better numbers from the giant bank. J.P. Morgan Chase shares are down more than 1%. Wells Fargo is also reporting a mixed quarter. Its shares are down about 1%. Nestle is dropping plastic straws from its products. Starting next month, it will start using alternative materials such as papers for its beverages with straws, or it will change the design so straws aren't necessary. Nestle says it's also working on biodegradable water bottles to reduce plastic waste. Walmart is dropping CVS Caremark's prescription plan. CVS Health says it wasn't able to agree on prices with Walmart. Walmart will continue to participate in Medicare Part D plans. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology or frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Be patient. The persistent cloud cover will gradually erode away. We'll see some improvement this afternoon as the sun eventually appears with a high temperature in the lower 50s. Partly cloudy, cold again tonight, overnight low 34. Tomorrow, nice day with sunshine, high 59 to 60. Best day of the week weather-wise. Thursday, chance of showers by afternoon or Thursday night with a high around 62. I think we'll be in the mid to upper 60s on Friday, a little break in between storm systems. Then on Saturday and Saturday night, showers and maybe some thunderstorms become likely, especially later on. I think the high will be around 70. Then it turns windy and drastically colder as Arctic air roars in on Sunday. It's going to be a big change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Tom Latham over at Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. You can check him out on Facebook, man. Pictures galore on Facebook. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Technologies, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. When you get the opportunity, though, jump on that Facebook page, Penny Earned, or the website, pennyearned.co. You can get to the Facebook page from the website, pennyearned.co. But, you know, the easier way, the old-fashioned way. Pick it up, talk to him. 284-9292, 284-9292, Tom Latham. Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. What kind of concrete technologies are we talking about here? It's easy. I mean, if it's concrete, it's Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. Yeah, but what about decorative stamp, dyed, stained concrete? He can do all that. What about polish? Oh, yeah. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies can do polish. Can I sit here and interview myself the whole day? I probably could. I probably could. Do you like interviewing yourself? When I'm talking about Tom Latham, I do. Get him on the horn. 284-9292, 284-9292. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies. F. Jackson Campbell III, Tricia, Steve Flowers in the studio. I'm Barron and recovering politician on line
one. Good morning.
Morning, Gino. How are you?
Fine. Morning, Steve.
Morning, sir.
I'm the guy that won that book you had, gave the radio station.
Yes, sir.
I won that book, and if I ever see you, I'm going to get it autographed.
I look forward to it. Thank you for saying that.
And one thing I don't have to worry about, I can't think. What do you go on your computer to find out something? Google?
Yeah.
I don't have to Google anything. My wife knows everything.
That's good.
Where are you from? Where you live?
I'm in Prattville. I'm down in Butler County, but we're down in Georgetown, Alabama.
Yeah. Are you from Georgiana?
I am. Uh-huh. Born and raised down there. Went to school in Georgiana, got a work job with the state, retired, and now I'm 84 years old, and I'm old enough to know better, but sometimes, you know what?
You old enough to remember Hank Williams, ain't you?
I never saw the man, but I had a lot of comments and talking to people that knew him. Of course, if as many people sang with him, he wouldn't fill up the concert, wouldn't hold him.
You know, for the 3 years he sang, he was a genius, wasn't he?
Absolutely, absolutely. And he was the first to shake them legs like Elvis did. Have a blessed day, y'all, and I'm enjoying your show.
Thanks, Gino.
Miss D, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to make a comment about the schools, as usual. And Maxwell is finishing the 8th, well, the 9th through the 12th. And they're going to pull their students out of the school system because it's so bad in Montgomery. And if our governor would know that Common Core is the cause of all of this, it stems back, what, 8 years ago, nine?
Right, Misty, I'm going to stop you and say I'm going to backtrack a little bit. We were way off topic, but I'm willing to entertain it because it entertains me. You said the Maxwell employees are pulling all their students out of the school?
No, I didn't say the employees. I said Maxwell is finishing their school.
Okay.
Because my grandson is working out there.
All right.
And it's going to be to the 12th grade, and they're going to finish it in May.
Do they have a school on
yes,
the base
right
now?
Yes, sir, they have a school out there.
Okay, let's talk. Okay. They currently have a school out there.
Right.
But when they complete the new school, the new building, all of a sudden, what impact are you saying that's going to have?
Well, a lot of the GIs, will put their children in this school.
Why aren't they putting it in the current school?
Because Montgomery County is city is so bad.
No. Why aren't they currently? It's bad now. If there's a school out there now, why aren't they putting it in there now?
They've got a lot of men through the 8th grade, but it's not to the 12th.
Okay,
yet.
So they don't have a high school out there yet.
Not yet.
Okay, so
it will be finished in May.
Okay, and well, good for them. I hope they're successful over there. Military should do stuff like that for their people.
She needs to look into this, and they need to learn where the money's going for this Common Core.
Okay.
It's not going to the schools. You look at the administrative. You can Google it, and you can find it.
And so it's your opinion that Common Core redirects money to administrative expenses?
Yes, it does, and they furnish the books from the federal. They're not using our books in the state.
Okay.
They're getting them, and they're training our children, and they won't be men. They're going to be workers for factories when they get through with them.
All right, well.
That's exactly what they're
going to
be.
Miss D, I sure appreciate your call. Thank
okay.
you.
All right. You know
Thank
me.
You.
All right.
Bye-bye.
She cut to the chase.
Yeah. One way to.
She's saying the public schools are indoctrinating our children. Is that what she was getting at?
I honestly wasn't 100% sure what she was getting at. I know she doesn't like Common Core. I'm not 100% sure she understands what it does. Steve, let's do this. Did you hear Steve Pelham is resigning and Joe Bonner will take his place?
I heard that about a week ago. I thought maybe they were going to be there in a dual capacity. But I heard Pelham was going to maybe AUM.
I heard he was going to be a special assistant to the president of Auburn.
Something at Auburn.
Yeah.
Something at Auburn.
Yeah, you Alabama people, you don't know the difference. Auburn, AUM.
I know it's something Alabama. Auburn.
Lee High School.
I know it.
It's got to be one of those Auburn things.
I know. You're going somewhere at Auburn. So Bonner's going to be there by himself.
That's what I hear.
Pelham was right there behind Kay, though, yesterday.
Listen, Steve Pelham. Steve's been with Kay since 2011 when she was elected lieutenant governor, and he has kept her on the right path, I think.
Oh, he's done an excellent job. He's probably been the most effective.
She's hard to work for, let me assure you.
She's probably been the most effective. He's probably been the most effective chief of staff for a governor in quite some time.
Yeah, he knows. He and Kay are simpatico. They know each other well, and she listens to him. And I think he's giving her good advice.
Do you know Joe Bonner personally?
I do, and I like him a lot.
Is he is he going to be able to?
He got deep roots with Kay. They both were from Camden and Wilcox County.
So okay.
See, and Judy was too. Their families have gone back for generations down there. She's been like a big brother to Joe Bonner, so she trusts him almost like a.
A big sister.
I mean, she's much older than Joe.
I guess.
And so, I meant to say big sister. But all those people born down there together in Wilcox County. See, Joe Bonner, Judy Bonner, Jeff Sessions, and Kay Ivey were all born down there in Wilcox County.
Well, is this Tuscaloosa 2.0?
What you mean?
Well, Tuscaloosa's the
mafia.
The real mafia in the state.
Oh, well,
Wilcox just, County is the next mafia?
I don't know. They just happen to be from there, and I don't know whether they call them mafia, but they know each other well. I mean, their families have known each other for generations. Actually, Joe Bonner's family is... not Kay's, but Joe Bonner's family was kin to Benjamin Miller, who was governor in the 1930s.
How about that?
And also the probate judge. His granddaddy was probate judge in Wilcox County, and his ancestors were in politics down there for years. But they all own a lot of land down there.
What impact do you think it'll be on Kay Ivey, or that we will see publicly, with a new chief of staff, or will there be any hiccups at all?
I think that Joe Bonner gives stability and sort of, how would you say, I'm not looking for conservative, but a sort of stability. He's a real stable person.
Keeps her on the right track.
I don't think.
Is he a hard worker? Cause
oh yeah, Joe Bonner's a good guy. He's honest as the day is long, and he's stable. And
didn't he work for Sonny Callahan?
He was his chief of staff.
That's right.
That's how he ran.
And then
Congress.
He succeeded him.
Yeah, he was his chief of staff for the entire time Callahan was there, for the 12-15 years. You know, Callahan lived on a boat up there. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah.
On the Potomac?
Yeah. He had a boat.
Like a houseboat?
Yeah, literally his houseboat. He was well known. Callahan lived on a houseboat up there.
He was a dirt road sport now.
Yeah. Callahan,
why didn't he get a condo or something?
No, he had a boat. And people would talk about it, come out to his boat and see him. Had a houseboat out there. And
I guess it's convenient when your guests give you problems, you just drown them.
But Joe Bonner's
you don't have to worry about the blood and guts.
He went to Washington with him, and he was there the whole time, and then ran for the seat. Ran for the seat.
You know, there's a world of difference between Jack Edwards and Sonny Callahan.
Well, the whole history of that district, you've almost always had a very erudite, educated person. Callahan is not he's a self-made man who probably has a high school education that built a trucking firm. Made some money, but in a trucking firm before he went to Congress. He was in the state Senate with Shelby and them, and Pierre Pelham and all those guys in the 1960s, and from Mobile. Go back to old man Frank Boykin. Everything's made for love. Uh-huh. He was about 5 feet tall and about five feet wide. And but he had a hunting lodge down there, and it was one of the most sought after invitations in the United States Congress to get invited to Frank Boykin's hunting lodge down there in around just north of Mobile. And his grandson owns that land.
Ten Saw Timber was that?
Yeah, that actually worked for Riley. That guy that is Frank Boykin's grandson, that was Riley's guy, who was so rich, that was his chief of staff or something for a while. And but old man Frank Boykin, then you had Jack Edwards, who was a
blue blood.
Yeah. Well, you know, and then he was there was somebody between Jack Edwards and Frank Boykin. I can't remember the old first district.
I got to take a quick break, Steve. Mm-hmm. Hold that thought. My friends over at 4 Healthy Pets, I will see them today. I'll see 4
you
Healthy
say
Pets
that,
today.
And then you don't
No,
go.
I do go, and I'm going today. I'm out of food. Like, I put the last scoop in the bowl this morning. So if I don't go today, she's not eating tonight. So I'm going to go by 4 Healthy Pets. They're on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University. They got, well, everything in there is healthy.
Are you playing that because Gino asked you about Hank?
Yeah.
That's where Hank is from, Georgia.
Yeah, absolutely. 4 Healthy Pets, you can check them out online, 4healthypetsonline.com, 4healthypetsonline.com. Everything in the place, hand-selected by Teresa herself. She doesn't have vendors just throwing stuff on the shelves. She checks out the products and makes sure they're right, and that she would feed them to her own pets. And that's the only way they make it on the shelves at 4 Healthy Pets. So get by there when you get a chance. Again, just up the hill from Faulkner University, same side of the road. The Healthwise Foods Village East Shopping Center right there where the old Skate Haven was. 4 Healthy Pets. They got a new groomer, a second groomer now, and they're taking some Saturday bookings. So if that works for your schedule, get by there and book your pet grooming today. 4 Healthy Pets, my friends. 4 Healthy Pets. 4healthypetsonline.com. Jack Barron, Trisha, and Steve Flowers right after this.
The tippy doors, the fountain knows, the place is to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no! They got motion sensor lights! Let's get out of here!
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba!
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction and treats your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Steve Miller Band is coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before you can even buy them.
Go on, take the money and run.
Tune in to the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win pairs of tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Impact on March 21st.
Some people call me the Space Cowboy.
Tickets to see Steve Miller Band at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, March 21st, from News Talk 93.1. Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Guys, welcome back in. My friends over at the Goodson Group, 551-0225. Give them a call, 551-0225. That's Bo Goodson over there, man. He's got that new real estate class firing up right now, early in the year. I saw my friend Josh Moon the other day get his real estate license, and it's a great look. It's a great second income. It's a great full-time position. It's a great way to get some financial independence. Guys, that real estate license is really valuable, and if you want to look into it, Bo Goodson, he's got a great real estate school, the Goodson Group Real Estate School over there, 551-0225. You can check it out online, thegoodsongroup.com, thegoodsongroup.com. You can take the whole real estate class online. You don't have to go sit in the classes. But if you sit in the classes, it's a piece of cake. You get great professional instruction one day a week. It's easy. Just one day a week.
Somebody to ask questions.
A few hours each night. Yeah, and if you have some confusion, some questions, some misunderstanding, you can go ask Bo Goodson. He's got 40-plus years of real estate experience. You want someone to manage your real estate property that you own, get some rental income out of it? Bo Goodson, the real estate group, can handle that as well. 551-0225. 551-0225. Bo Goodson, thegoodsongroup.com. Buying, selling, renting, or even doing that real estate school. 551-0225. Bo Goodson, thegoodsongroup.com. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you. Trisha joins us as she does on Tuesdays. Steve comes by monthly-ish.
I look forward to it, too. I really enjoy being on with y'all.
You know, I never realize how many people watch your show until I'm on your show. And then you find out how many people call you and say, hey, I saw you on Flower Show today.
Well, I've been doing it a while, and especially here in the River Region. It's mostly a River Region. Because, you know, what I've observed over the years is that people in Montgomery, obviously for obvious reasons, like politics better than people in Birmingham, especially Huntsville. The further you get away from Montgomery, the least interesting. For example, I do media stuff for CBS 42 in Birmingham, and they actually had me scheduled to do live interviews at 12 and 5 yesterday, which I did, but they pulled their main people off to cover the Larry Langford funeral.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Larry Langford's funeral was the same day, so they put more emphasis up there on in their news on an imprisoned former mayor being buried than... Because think about it, all news is local.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
You know, it's like they're local stuff. Huntsville just doesn't believe like they're part of the state.
Huntsville, we might as well donate it to Tennessee.
I don't want to give them away, though, but
no, sir.
Not with that per capita income they got. What would we do without them? I mean, you know, that'd be
well,
the thing.
Right? Yeah, and they exist almost exclusively on federal money. So it's tax revenue going out, coming right
and
back.
That's the only politics they care about.
Yeah, it is. They don't care who's the governor.
Mm-mm.
So they did turn out above average in the gubernatorial race this last time.
Yeah, but
and the lieutenant
historically,
governor.
Well, their whole economy is built on federal,
their mayor
federal
ran
dollars.
For governor.
Yeah, that's the reason.
Yeah,
that's
but,
the reason. Yeah.
But,
yeah,
but I'm talking about in the general election, in the runoff, which Tommy Battle wasn't in. They all turned out. I don't quite understand.
But their economy is based on federal dollars.
You think Mo is safe?
My column this week talks about that.
I heard he's going to run for Senate.
That's what I think is going to happen.
He's too old.
I'll give you a little prelude on my column for the week. I delve into what happens, in my opinion, if we lose a congressional seat. The belief that if you look at the population growth, and the census is going to reveal this, that the population obviously is moving north in the state where most of the people live, and Huntsville especially. What you're going to see is, in my opinion, it looks like the obvious person out is Martha Roby's district.
Yeah, I think most people agree with it.
But here's the thing.
I heard...
They're going to save her for this reason. Here's what's going to happen. Everything moves north. Adderholt really wants to go into Huntsville. And because Brooks is going to run for the Senate in 2022, when Shelby retires, assuming Shelby retires... Not saying he'll win, just saying he's going to run. He's going to take his fling.
But you got to pick a race. You can't run for both.
He's going to run in 2022 for the Senate.
You think Shelby doesn't run?
If Shelby's in the shape he's in right now, he should run, even though he'll be 88, but he will be 88. And the assumption is that he's not going to run. But everybody's assuming that. So Brooks is assuming that. So Brooks is going to run for the U.S. Senate, which means he's not going to be protective of them not carving Huntsville up. So you move Adderholt cuts Gadsden and that northeast part of the state away, so it doesn't go from one end of the corner right across the state. It goes up and gets part of Huntsville, which he wants anyway. Because his media buys over his 24 years have been in Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's known in the Huntsville media market. Plus, his wife is from there. And she's a better politician. Caroline McDonald.
Oh, yeah.
Who